Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to be with you. Glad you could join us and share a part of your day. Boy, I'll tell you, is the buzz all around? What are we doing here? I mean, is this going to be a day, a night, where our whole world is being turned upside down here? Is the president, going to, exercise his, as he would see it, maybe his emperor rights? I think John Boehner referred to him as Emperor Barack Obama. Well, President Obama tonight will outline a plan to relax U.S. immigration policy for as many as 5 million people, bypassing Congress and angering Republicans. With us is Bruce Thatcher. Bruce has been on with us many times over the last several years, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He is the founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Bill, and how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, babe. Boy, I'll tell you, this situation that we're at right now, I mean, it's, I don't know why anybody would be surprised. I mean, it's been, you know, working its way to finally come up to this momentous point here. It's the clash of, a leadership electorate.
It's it is all of those things, and it's particularly puzzling to me when I ask the question: is why is Obama doing this? And maybe that's an intellectual question, but he's challenging Congress, he's challenging the Constitution, and he's doing it unnecessarily. Not just that he could have earlier in his term solved, in his view, all these problems with immigration and didn't, but because there are provisions in the law that already provide for virtually all the things that he is reportedly going to be asking for or demanding in his executive order tonight. The Naturalization Act already has a provision in it that essentially provides for all of the things that he's going to do, with one probably key exception. And it requires that illegal immigrants with criminal records or who are a national security risk do not qualify, and there's we'll have to hear it, but reportedly in his order there's not going to be anything that excludes them.
Well, it seems so hollow, Bruce, because you know, as you say, there have been orders, and you know, we've had a policy, we've got a law that's in place, and they've chosen, you know, not to enforce it. And so, you know, suddenly they're going to say, well, you know, we're going to go this far, but we're not going to go, you know, but it's all under the guise of prosecutorial discretion. I mean, that is a broad term.
And prosecutorial discretion is, by its very definition, is intended to apply to specific cases that are either under the law and in process or about to be. He's applying this to 5 million people. Applying prosecutorial discretion to 5 million people is equivalent to saying the law is out the window.
Well, and that's what it comes down to. This is why, you know, I'm saying, where's the leadership of the GOP? We already know where the leadership of the Democratic Party is. I mean, because there's already infighting there. Joe Manchin and other moderates have said, I wish he'd rather not do this. I think they see trouble around the bend here, big time.
Well, I think that it has been speculated, of course, that Obama wants, and some of the leadership of the Democratic Party wants, the Republicans to react with impeachment proceedings, which would be disastrous for them. I don't think they're going to do that this year. I have, I've seen a copy. I have a copy of a letter that 40 representatives have signed and sent to the chairman and ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, in which they specifically ask for action in response to the anticipated announcement tonight. And the action they ask for is to include provisions in the continuing resolution that they'll have to create on December 12th to stop the government from shutting down. They're asking for provisions to specifically not permit any funds for the president to create work permits and green cards for undocumented immigrants who are already in the United States. And I think that that's, I'm guessing that that's the form that the Republican leadership will take and basically try to get past the first of the year so that they will then have the opportunity in Congress to pass actual legislation and send it to the president's desk.
What will that? What kind of statement will that make to the American public, as opposed to just saying, "Look, at what he is doing is out of order, and we're willing to, you know, take it to court."
Well, actually, I understand that there are actions there. John Boehner is on record of saying he is going to take it to court, and taking it to court does not mean impeachment, but rather asking for legal actions to prevent the president from doing that. I think that that will happen also. I fear that the American people will not understand all of the nuances of what's going on here, and it's going to get into a media campaign of who's right and who's doing the right thing. The president has the bully pulpit, and he's using it.
Well, he definitely is, and to a certain degree, Bruce, and some people that I've been speaking with, they see this as kind of like, you know, somebody who didn't get his way in the midterm election, so he's going to show them, and his attitude toward the Republicans. And I think the Republicans need to play this strategically so that they don't play into the hands of something that is, you know, kind of out of control here. They need to demonstrate that they still can govern, that they're the ones that are respecting the rule of law, and that they give, you know, their constituency a sense of confidence that they know what they're doing here. And, you know, getting into all this stuff, I think you can spend all the time you want that he had 2 years, he didn't exercise and all that. And people have seen the videos where the president said he would never do what it is that he's going to be doing tonight. You know, which is amazing. Okay, so we know that he's contradicted himself. I mean, his whole administration has been one of evolution. He's evolved from one thing to the next. But, you know, the bottom line is you've got 5 million illegal immigrants here with issues. What is the best way to handle that problem so that it's win-win for everybody? You know, win-win for the American public, our national security, gives them a fair chance to, you know, if the goal is to assimilate them into the country and for them to become bona fide citizens, how do we get there when we've ignored this problem for so long and now basically the question is being called by the president?
I hope that the Republicans in the Congress will focus on exactly that point, because that point has been missed so much in the immigration discussion, and as you say, going on endless discussions of the past history and might have beens doesn't get the job done. Obama is a narcissist. He's attempting to establish everything as focusing on him, in my opinion, and I think that the Congress should work very hard to put the focus on the problem and not on the president.
Exactly. Well, the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll found 48% would prefer that our president not act on his own, while 38% support it, 14% have no opinion or just are unsure about the whole deal. I mean, he is going against everybody. I mean, a majority Congress. He's going against a majority of voters here. When you got 48%, I mean, there's a 10% at least differential here between people that want him to do something and others that would not want him to do anything on this.
I used to think the president was driven by the polls, and that's when the polls tended to favor his actions. But it's clear now he's not driven by the polls. He's driven by some inner desire, and he totally ignores the interests of the people. He totally ignores the interests of everybody except himself.
Exactly. Well, Bruce Thatcher has been our guest. Bruce, is always good to have you along with us, shedding some more light on what we'll be hearing more about tonight. This is Bill Martinez live.